Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass if I can run away from it.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good
to seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Rapid Game Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And in the
hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
Freaky V. Yeah, can't live with them, can't live without them. Yeah, one time for the ladies, man. Y'all mind if I tell the truth a little bit? Just a little bit? Look here.
Can't live with them, can't live with them, can't live with them.
Damn, so can't live without
them. Can't live with them, can't live with them, can't live with
them. Damn, so can't live without them.
Get you killed.
Can't live with
with them can't live without them, man. So y'all ain't got nothing to worry about. Y'all gotta play on lock for real.
All right, real quick, I'm kind of busy real quick, so Everlane, hold on 1 second, I got to play another song, I'm in the middle of something, and I'll be right back. Be patient. Today is Tuesday, time to learn a language, and yeah, but I'm running around the house bullshitting. You got to give me just a second so I can finish up with my bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Drugs pain and have everybody's in a race.
Chosen a few. See, baby, I'm adored by them all, but I'm closer to you. But you, yo, you only come around when you feel you need it. And you won't talk to me unless I beg you to. So the ignorant man in me acts like a nigga that calls you conceited. And like any lover who's been scorned, baby, you bounce to give me time to contemplate my actions. You see, lack of appreciation dictates that you vacate my space. So I see you at the venue the next night, spending time with the next man. And it's like the two of you, I'm laughing in my face. But he can't play with you the way that I do. And he don't stay up with you in the wee hours of the night, making sure you feel right. In other words, baby, what I'm saying is, he ain't me. But your attitude is like that dude from Amistad, you see. Every time I try to get close to you, you keep yelling out, give us free. So yeah, maybe it's time I moved on. Get back together with that hip-hop chick. We'll have a menage a trois with rhythm and blues and get my groove on, you see. You're right, don't make me wrong. And 16 bars don't make a hot song. And regardless of all the stress and BS that you put me through, baby, with you, it's where I feel I belong. So for the next hour or two, I'm going to sit here and make love to this bottle of Henny and I hope that you come back to me. See, baby, real, recognize real, and even a blind man can see that I can't do this without you. So today and every day, I'm gonna say that I love every single thing about you. See, baby, when you speak, I get weak. And when we make love between the sheets, our passion gives hope to any lonely soul who needs it. To each and everyone within earshot who receives it, believe it, this is true. Baby, you need me just like I need you. See, this ain't a Bobby and Whitney type thing. This is a Malcolm and Betty Shabazz type thing. This is a Martin or Greta Scott King type thing. See, what we have here ain't puppy love. It can't be described as just some silly fling. See, baby, I'm in love with the lust that is you because you allow me to do what I love to do. And I understand that I'm not your only man. And I heard that you had a couple of chicks on the side too. So I just wait for your call to wake me up in the middle of the night. So I can dictate, recreate, and recite another part of my life. And if I could marry you, baby, I'd make you my wife. But I can't, and we've been playing this silly game for just a long while. So I see you at the venue the next night. And when it's my time to shine on the mic, I'll just smile and introduce the world to our love child. Misunderstood.
Thank you. I like sex, love, neck like a rosary. Chicks play games, but they ain't controlling me. Mommy sprung at the kid who you supposed to be. Pulled out a ring, got on her knees, proposed to me. What you mad that I'm pimping like John Holmes? People love to watch me like wherever LeBron goes. Yeah, classy women, her nails matching her toes. Ass fat, look at her breasts, can I palm nose? It's a shame how I treat them the worst way. I'm cutting shorty off if I can hit her the first day. It's not about you, it's all about me. That's why you never see my number on your call ID. Just come see Ashwood without no draw. Why spend my money when I can spend yours?
Give me that.
All you rappers need to turn up your swag. I turn up my cash, so little mama turn up her ass.
Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt, chicken butt. 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 Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt, chicken butt.
You know I'm pimping these women, I let her know from beginning. I'm cute, so you doing all of the spinning. Yeah. You see I'm rocking this ice, so at the end of the night, let me pipe, boy. Shorty, I don't think I'm your type.
Nah.
I don't pay for the goodies, I make the coochie come to me.
Yep.
Tug of war with the game, cause these chickens will pull me. I don't holler, believe these freaks holler at me. And
yep.
Then swallow the D, till my nuts on E.
Come on.
What she whispered in my ear was kinda heavy. I turned to her like, mine, you got the morning breath already. She told my dog the same thing last week.
For real?
It's not an inbound pass, but give me 3 feet.
Back up.
I'm trying to make history like Barocco. These lanes got a grill like Charco. Ain't nothing but a sidekick like Morocco. I'm trying to do it
big.
And have fans in Morocco. Popo.
Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt. Chicken butt. Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt. Chicken butt. Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt. Chicken butt. Guess what? Guess what? Chicken butt, 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 chicken butt.
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
shit, smell it, smell it.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smellin'.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Yeah. Originals in this bitch.
You know I feel. You got your nigga Ace.
Get the Grim to the Reaper. And I got my nigga Renesis. Gangsters.
You heard?
Yeah. Do y'all recognize me, man? When I hit the zone. Back city's finest, Richmond zone. And each and every time your boy spits the song. The ladies get the reason for they pitch a phone. It's Renesis, baby, in the flesh for show. I turn a studio session into a festival. I ask a simple question, is it yes or no? Oh, I'ma turn colder than the Eskimo. See, I'm professional, but I bust your head. And after I say it twice, enough is said. No talking on the phone, cause I don't trust the feds. And my advice is don't be playing with a hustler's bread. In Northern California, I was born and raised. The shooting and killing is on some normal day. My favorite studio is Poor Man Dre's. And when we talk about stealing, it's much more than shame. It's about to be a party in the ghetto. I'm inviting food from every hood. Trying to shut it down, man, you know it's all good. Man, you know it's all good. I don't think they wanna see us over there. Over there. 100 cats with their pistols in the air.
In the air.
Trying to play Mr. Show Off, but you about 30 seconds gonna be a toe off.
OG from the street, so let the beat crack. CPTG, I lead the pack. Make no mistake, I put it on that. West Side number one, CMW tat. Only gang on your area, we never heard of ya. 187, so I'm known as the murderer. Blue flag and green is in my bag. 38 special with my pants on sack. It's Oak Town with a 357. Run up on the spot, keep the engine revving. 11 times 8 is a 19 shot. Trying to cook it up in a couple of pots. In the hood late night, you see the flashlight. Get bright when the gun take aim, aight. Show's over, ain't the showstopper. Shut these clamps down with the 8-switch hopper.
It's about to be a party in the ghetto. I'm inviting food from every hood. Up in every hood. put it down, man, you know it's all good, man, you know it's all good. I don't think they wanna see us over there, over there. A hundred cats with their pistols in the air, in the air. Tryna play, miss the show off, but you about 30 seconds, gonna be a toe off.
Read what you sold, sold what you read. This ain't just the code in the street, not the gold like you see. You go read what you sold, go read what you sold. Read what you sold, sold what you read. Pray to the Lord for my soul to keep. Go read what you sold, man.
Only gang, war zone. Yeah.
It's about to be a party in the ghetto. I'm inviting fools from every hood, up in every hood. So if the popos wanna try to shut it down, man, you know it's all good. Man, you know it's all good. I don't think they wanna see us over there, over there. 100 cats with their pistols in the air, in the air. Try to play, miss the show off, but you about 30 seconds gonna be a toe off.
Yeah, see now, I'm back, I'm here, I'm that, it's clear. Come on, yo.
This is hip hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too. Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, hip hop ain't well.
Down his rap shit to nephews and nieces. Fans become fans when I rip apart a thesis. I can say anything, the kids will still believe it. You sound pretty smart till a smart person comes. Without an education, got the boss to call you dumb. So, how you feel now with them thousands gone? I can make you feel stupid with my wit and charm. Now, the music I love is the music you hear. When I take it step by step, like I'm shifting a gear. Build a rep, got your street cred, you step to the steps. That you got within your boundaries with tons of respect. Now everybody from the neighborhood is calling your name. Fortune and fame, along with it you must entertain. Money to gain, money to burn, haters to aim. Drama to churn, pages to turn, sense of flame now. Love me or hate me, appreciate it greatly. Faded, now lately let me live or fucking take me. Maybe I'm crazy or maybe I'm saying yo. Jesus in plain clothes, playing through the radio. Far from, I might be slightly in sight G. Past the mic, me try to vision what I might see. I try to paint a picture in music, I'm an artist. So picture and upbringing, golden fucking heartless. It's nothing but a process, some shit that I done learned though. Got a couple haters, motherfuckers gonna burn slow. Learn yo, maybe you got an angel. A lock on a target, some shit that I can aim to. Am I simply crazy, some shit that I've become now. A lot of people misinterpret, so just let me dumb down. Money cash rules everything that I'm about to say. That I'm not, I am just another side.
Now if they were to ask and I were to tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my mood, then just let me be and I can save this too. This is hip hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hands around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The style that I have, I grab with the mic too.
Yo, it's basic mathematics. When you treat the mic like if it was drugs and you was the addict. See, the streets can make your mind fall into bad habits. So I stay strong and away from the negatives just to live lavish. I keep training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIT. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldiers. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't
fit on me like OJ's bloody gloves. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money, this is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud, we just pull out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip hop ain't dead. Some new logic for your hands, the jackal. See now, let's go!
Now if they would've asked and I would've tell, then I would reply, if I pay well. But if I do me and you like my moves, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip-hop, homie, and the form so true. I need you, I bleed you, I got my hand around you. I have gotten so great with the things I do. The talent I have, I grab with the mic too.
Yeah, right there, that's the Prophet Jacko. We are streaming live on www.psn-radio. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check that out. Part of the Paranormal Soup Network. And I love this shit. Peace out, my homeboy Goofy Bone, man. You know what I'm saying? Hooking up the drop. Even though it ain't got everybody naming this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But there's some bitches hooked up, so I got to hook them up one. And you know what I'm saying? And hit them back. On the show, so y'all hear that, you know what I'm saying?
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smelly.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smelly.
Captain Smells So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Damn, greetings, right. Earthlings. This is Captain Smell So Good of the Starship Smelly Prize with my international co-host, Sayonai. And when we're not soaring through the cosmos looking for alien chicks, we're hanging out in the nuttiest head on and off the internet. That is the Jackal's Head on www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com.
Damn right. And we also re-streaming. God damn it. I don't know how you want to call that. Re-streaming, you know what I'm saying? We on Marty Thordes' VIM network, and also on the Dust Spot, Dusk After Live, with Suddy J, where you can also check out more hits from artists like the Prophet Jackal, Miss John New Ashwood, and Six Figures Goofy Bone, a host of others. You know what I'm saying?
See me aboard.
Energized.
Are you ready to be teamed up on one of the hottest shows on the network? We'll join Captain Smell So Good, an international co-host, Sayonai, from the Netherlands, Monday through Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Houston Standard Time, on the Starship Smelly Prize at www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio.
Timmy!
That's what I'm talking about. Appreciate you, Timmy, you know what I'm saying? Working the sweat. I'm talking about, and welcome, actually, Salamu. Greetings.
Greetings.
And what is that?
Salamu, wait a minute, there we go.
Oh, is that Italian again?
Oh, no, people, we're going deep. Salamu. Go to www.com. BYKI.com and download this lesson. We are covering Swahili for the next goddamn 4 weeks. Fucking right. For the next, 4 weeks, Till the end of the month. We in Swahili, people. Damn right. I took Swahili in seventh grade. Not that I took it, but I learned the song. I had to sing the song. called Everybody Has a Seed to Sow, and it was in English and Swahili. So my verse was in, you know what I'm saying, it was in Swahili. You had to sing it in Swahili, then you had to sing it in English. Of course, I won't be singing that here because, yeah, that was in seventh grade. But, yeah, still remember that. But it went a little something like Chimu, Chimani, Bu La Twi, no, Bu La Mutuali Na Ensigo, Ukunumano, Ukunumane, Bu Li Mutuali Na Ensigo. Now, everybody has a seed to sow. That's what it basically means, you know what I'm saying? It was actually a nice little part. I was the only male singing in the song out of, I believe it was 15 females. And we made it to All-State Choir, you know what I'm saying? And all the old punk-ass dudes, you know what I'm saying, didn't want to step up to the pep-up. So, you know, did my little solo piece, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Somebody got that video somewhere. I don't. So, there you go. Salamu. Salamu.
Salamu.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Salamu to everybody on the PSN network. Over there, Bob Tarmac, Jamie, who that is? Jamie Havocon, Florida UFO. Got Butterfly over there in the UK. Nuttiest place on the planet. Who else? Who else popped up in there? Mali. I don't even know what the fuck Mali is, but all right. These are names I'm just remembering off the top of the dome, people. I don't even, you know half of everybody that was in there. Yeah. All right.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
B, C, D, E, F, G. What's up with all the alphabet?
Are you looking at the people in the chat room?
Nah. No, that's what I was saying. I'm just remembering that off the top of my head from being in there yesterday.
Ah, alrighty, because you forgot somebody.
Oh, who I forgot?
The Jackal.
Oh, a Jackal and me.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the exec chat.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, yeah, didn't I say the Jackal? He was in there, didn't I say that?
I don't think so, but it could be mine.
My bad. PJ, you know what I'm saying? Prophet Jackal, a.k.a. PJ, goddamn, you know how we do, you know what I'm saying? Can't never keep nobody's name the same. It's always got to be abbreviated. So PJ, just like Paranormal Soup Network, a.k.a. the P-Soup Network, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, it's going down. Don't sound kind of nasty, though, P-Soup. Like, yeah, I wouldn't even order that in the restaurant, you know? Let me get some P-Soup. I'll be right back, sir. We got another one of them specials. Yeah, give me one of them urine cakes. Let me throw one of them urine cakes.
Since when is pea soup yellow?
Yeah, exactly. This is the manager special. Yeah, this is a chef special. What's that floating in the bottom of? Oh no, that's that new brisket. That damn urinal cake in the bottom. All right. My bad, people. I didn't mean to go there.
It's packing good.
Drink it down. It's smooth. Where my little shit at? I always lose that. I don't know why I use it. Drink it in. Goes down smooth.
Did the senator call yesterday?
Nah, punk-ass motherfucker.
Did you call him?
You know, I actually forgot. I totally forgot. I was wrapped up in wine and buck. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Okay. So you're saving that for next week, or what you doing with that?
Probably Wednesday. You know, I call him on Wednesday. Do the old Weeds Day Wednesday.
During the Weeds Day.
Yeah, asking what's his standpoint on marijuana laws, you know what I'm saying, and legalization of it.
Yeah, and after that, ask him what his favorite marijuana is.
Yeah, where's your favorite place to go smoke? You know what I'm saying? You know you got one. You know he got one. You might say the Netherlands, Amsterdam, or something like that, you know. And that'll be welcomed that I have somebody on my side. But if not, he already know it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to give some little sound bites to him. Hopefully he won't be won't be too upset, you know what I'm saying, if I kick a couple on them, you know what I'm saying. But
depends what
might
you play.
You might be too professional. If he gets that professional, get all professional on us, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to have to tell him.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
And then hang up on him, you know what I'm saying? That's how you do. Star 67 got to block the number and shit, you know what I'm saying? He won't call my house back. I don't need no money. I don't need the damn senator calling your house and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no calls. Men in black pulling up to the front, you know, telling me to, hey, we just want to talk to you. We're taking you to a safe zone for your safety so you'll be safe. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay, ain't nobody watched Covert Affairs yet. Y'all ain't heard of Covert Affairs yet? Have you watched it?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Check it out. It's actually repping for the women, you know what I'm saying, for the women folk. You know, most spy movies always feature men and shit, but, you know, woman done stepped up on this one. She handles on. She little cutie. And she,
looks like a good show.
Yeah, she's a new operative for the CIA. You know, give y'all a little synopsis on it. She's working for the CIA. She's brand new. And she kind of, you know, she fits right in, put it that way. So a lot of the shit she do. But the dude told her, oh, wait a minute. Am I remembering a movie? Wait a minute.
That would be great.
Wait a minute. Safe the house, man. No. Motherfucker, I'm remembering something else. It's a damn Tom Cruise movie with, what the hell is that chick name? I think I got the movie. Night and Day. You ever heard of Night and Day?
No.
No, me too.
This is a Tom Cruise semi-comedy. It's like a Mission Impossible spoof. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a Tom Cruise fan.
Yeah, well, it's a good movie. I mean, if you want to see the kind of comedic side of Tom Cruise, not that he in there cracking jokes, it's just the way that he is inadvertently being funny. You know what I'm saying? It ain't even trying to. It's just the shit that they doing. You know, it's like a Mission Impossible film involving him and this other chick. You know what I'm saying? And then the chick, she just adds a whole twist to it. She's really the comedic part. Because
I gotta see that. Tom Cruise being funny. I don't believe
you.
What was the name of the
movie? No, I'm saying he's not being funny.
Day and night.
Hold on.
Night and day or day and night?
Hold on.
How are you today, Sinai?
Vacation.
Yeah.
Nothing to do today, so nice.
Night and day, but it's spelled with a K. K-N-I-G-H-T, night and day.
Oh,
night and day.
Yeah. And it's a point in the movie where he be drugging her like the whole fucking movie and shit. You know what I'm saying? To keep her out of trouble. Because he an assassin. So he go around killing motherfuckers, bitch, trying to kill him. And the whole time, the chick, she just kind of caught up in the middle of the shit. Don't even know what the fuck going on. So when he, before he poisoned her one time, you know what I'm saying? He told her, he was like, look, some guys going to come looking for you, asking questions about me. But, you know what I'm saying? The best thing you can do is run. And if they ask you to get in the vehicle, don't get in the vehicle with them. And if you get in the vehicle with them and they start saying words like safe, safe house, safety, or for your protection, you need to get out of the vehicle immediately or they're going to kill you. So it's a point in the movie where everything he safeguarding her against actually happens to her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
wow.
Then while it's actually happening to her, she kind of remembering the shit that he said. So it's like she riding in the damn black truck with all these agents and shit. So then the dude, he asks a couple of questions. And her dumb ass go ahead and answer questions that she shouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Then after they got everything they needed to, they was like, okay, well, we're going to take you to a safe place, to a safe house, so for your safety. You know what I'm saying? So she's looking like, wait a minute, he said it three times. He said, oh, shit. Next thing you know, All hell break loose. You got to watch it. That's all I can tell you. I'm recommending this movie to the world, goddammit. And I mean the world. Matter of fact, I'm finna do something even better for y'all. Find the link. I'm going to find the link for it. And it's on watchmovies.link because they took the damn link down. FBI took the link down. Some punk-ass motherfucker took the link down. So, you know, this is the internet. All you got to do is put two dots and they'll change the whole goddamn URL. You know what I'm saying? So that's what they did. So they still up and running. Yeah, they still up and running.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And you can go there and watch free movies and all that good shit.
I'm at the store ship getting supplies.
You're at the
store ship.
I'm at the Starship Smelly Price store ship getting supplies. So you might hear some noise.
New one for me. They play something for my homeboy. I appreciate this, you know what I'm saying, coming out of Straight Low Records Zone. You know what I'm saying? This is one of the nicer drops, you know what I'm saying, that I have received.
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning in
to the hot shit.
Smell it. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smell it.
Captain Smells So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see
annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Annihilation. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? That was a hot drop right there. You know what I'm saying? Going down. And, yeah, that's how we do it. Represent. And if y'all know what the Trilateral Commission is, y'all must be Timmy or some goddamn body. You know what I'm saying? But the Trilateral Commission consists of myself, DJ Smell So Good, and Mr. Goofy. You know what I'm saying? And also Mr. Seti, Baby Powder Fresh J. We make up the Trilateral Commission for Blog Talk Radio, the official, and I have to stress the official Trilateral Commission. You know what I'm saying? The founders of this shit. Yeah. Most people know what I'm talking about. Others don't. All right, let me beam a couple of people up.
We're live in the store.
Okay, we must be live in a couple of stores. Sound like motherfuckers beating up boxes and shit.
Uh-oh, and a train?
Uh-oh, and we got a train. God damn. We got all kind of shit going on. Fuck it, let me add to the madness. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Put my guns and shit. Didn't make a whole bunch of noise. Fuck it. Hey, Goofy. Yeah, brother.
A store, a train, and a breaking up line.
Yeah, your phone, brother, is sounding like you might want to...
Shut the fuck up. You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Hey, your Bluetooth breaking up. There you go. There you go. Sound a little clear.
We live?
No, we're semi-live.
Well, what's up? We live in the pimp van right now. We on 880, Interstate 880, headed to Dr. Milani's office so I could drop off some multi-full towels to good old Dr. Milani.
Some who? What?
What?
Damn word that I'm fucking saying.
Not really. I mean, you said something about towels and Dr. Baloney's office.
Yeah, I gotta drop off some multi-fold towels, that little paper towel, because
Dr.
Baloney. Yeah, Dr. Baloney didn't order none. So
Dr. Baloney?
Yeah, Dr. Baloney. You know who Dr. Baloney is?
I thought you said Baloney.
Oh, nah. Dr. Milani. Look at this motherfucker trying to cut me off. You cocksucker motherfucker. I'll fuck you and your mother, too.
Hey, man, you're on the wrong show, brother. That's for Wednesday. Road Rage Wednesday, all right?
Shit, this is Hungover Tuesday right here in the fucking pimp van, people. Because I was up all night with a beautiful woman drinking and all that shit. And hello, you got work tomorrow, motherfucker.
Well,
so I'm all hungover, sweating like a pig, but I don't give a fuck. The show must go on, if you know what I'm saying.
I know that. Well, hey, damn, where the hell did she go? Well, we was getting live updates from the grocery store. She done hung up. We'll have to wait for Heavenly Angels to call back in.
Doom, doom. Can I have a price check for the condoms on aisle 3, please?
That'd be funny if bitch made that announcement. Yeah, I need a price check on a pack of Trojans extra small. I mean, yeah, large. Sorry, motherfucker. Hey, motherfucker, you know what you was saying. Son of a bitch. Now everybody looking at you. Did he just say extra small? They ain't pick up on the extra large. Did he just say extra small? I know I ain't fucking with him. Son of a bitch.
I just get the water balloon size. That's all. That's the only size I get.
I don't know. I get the helium balloon size. You know what I'm saying? When I hit them with it, they make a high-pitched voice.
How about a hot air balloon, Smiley?
No, man. You know how when you suck on the helium, you know what I'm saying? You take it off and you hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You get that high-pitched voice. Yeah. Well, you know, you hit a chick with a helium balloon, you know what I'm saying? She'll make that same sound. Oh, man, I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. Hey, salamu, Adele Goofy Bone, salamu.
Salami, baloney.
Yeah, salamu. That's we in Swahili. We talking about Swahili for the next couple of weeks.
Okay, shout out to the Swahili.
Swahili, motherfucker. I don't know what the hell you just said.
Swahili. That's the people. They're called Swahili.
Swahilians?
Nah, Swahilians.
All right, you make me swallow my tongue trying to repeat that shit. Swahilians. Swahilians?
Swahilians, Pillians, whatever.
Yeah, shout out to my Swahilians out there. Okay. But that's what we own. That's the language. That's the choice of languages today. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can click on... Actually, I got the chat room up, too, on Life After Dust now. So the exact chat, I'm putting it everywhere, people. I'm putting it everywhere.
Wait a minute. So. You got a chat room on the Life After Dust fucking website?
You goddamn right.
Fucking Steady J's hooking it up.
No, I put the chat room on there. He ain't got no chat room on there. That's only on my page.
Oh, well, fucking shit.
I mean, but no, that's that exact, it's exact.com, XAT.com, and it gives you chat rooms that you can put anywhere, on any web page.
Anywhere chat room.
Yeah, it's hot too, though. It comes with a built-in translator, all kind of shit. It's pretty cool, pretty cool, pretty fucking cool. I'm digging it. I'm digging it, you know. And that's what we're doing. Uh-oh. Porn music, people.
Shout out to the fine-ass woman at Rotten Robbie's gas station pumping her gas with her butt hanging out.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. Yeah. What the hell happened to my damn...
traffic update.
What's up, sir?
Go ahead, pull over and put on the radio. Tell me we like your assets.
No, shit, don't tell me that. I'll go back.
Hey.
I'm part of the Starship Smelly Pies fucking what do they call it? The road crew or
the road crew.
What the fuck they call it?
You
got shit for brains.
The party crew or what the fuck? What they go on and promote the promotions people?
I would say that the traffic check, you will have to go and see if our headlights are still working and stuff.
No,
like that.
No traffic check. Don't do that to me.
Oh, boy, y'all are too crazy. All right, anyway. Today is Tuesday time to learn language, people. And
hey,
the language of the day. Oh, yeah, yeah. Crute to you, my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
Crute. Yeah,
Crute. Cream of dog.
Yeah, there you go. Cream my dog. That do sound a little weird. Step off the plane. Cream my dog. Like, sir, we don't cream dogs here. That is China. We don't cream dogs here. Ah, that sounds kind of good. Cream dog. Cream of dog.
Cream of dog.
Then you step out of the plane. You step out of the plane in China and they say, hey, if you want to speak Dutch, go to the Netherlands.
Cream up dog. Cream up dog. Did you say dog? We have dog. No, motherfucker. I was saying good day, motherfucker. I'm a damn dog. Dang. All right, let me beam El Grocery Storo back up in here. Piggly Wiggly Mark. Live from the Piggly Wiggly Mark.
Shout out to the chick on the PG&E truck.
Hey, Heavenly Angel, what grocery store are you in?
What grocery store am I at? Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. I buy all my painted meat from Trader Joe's.
You guys got Trader Joe's there?
Right here.
Do you have Trader Joe's down there?
Yeah. Wouldn't be shopping at something that said Trader. Yeah. But we
they
do
have
a Joe's
from all over the world.
But we do have a Joe's. We gotta eat at Joe's. You ever watch the old cartoons back in the days and the little motherfuckers always walk by talking about eat at Joe's?
Yeah, the little sign. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, somebody coined that phrase and they got a big ass craft shack.
I remember that. Is that a Droopy show or something like that?
It was from a cartoon back in the days.
Yeah, Droopy, wasn't it?
Yeah, Droopy. Matter of fact, that damn show was. Wow.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome.
That was
I
how
remember,
much TV we've watched as a youth. damn, Droopy worldwide, people. Y'all thought y'all was the only one watching goddamn Droopy and shit. Worldwide.
Hey, Droopy was the first official pothead.
Oh, yeah? Why? Because his eyes are so low and shit?
Yeah. It must be stone. Must be a stone.
Must be.
I don't have any other explanation.
He always talks slow and shit, and he always figures shit out. That's what potheads do, people. They figure shit out. It might take us a little minute. But we'll figure it out.
Oh, boy.
Y'all want to learn language or what? What y'all want to do, man?
My dog. Cream my dog. What's up, bitches? Cream my dog.
Me creaming dogs, man.
Oh, there's some chicks at the bus stop. I had to go tell them, cream my dog.
Oh, well, ask them, una cima.
Aquafina?
Quina, what?
Conocema, Kingareza.
Kingareza. Una cima, Kingareza. Ask him that.
Goma singa, green maleza.
Una.
They flipped me off, Smelly. What the fuck did that mean?
Una cima, Kingareza. Do you speak English? Well, they probably don't. That's why they flipped you off. You know what I'm saying? You American. You.
These fucking
blacks
flip me off.
Dang. They don't want no working man. They want a loser. That's what they want.
Fuck you and your pig van, you punk motherfucker.
What, they sitting on a bus stop?
Yeah, they're chilling at the bus stop. So walk then, bitches. Walk. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, could have got a ride in the pig van.
Yeah, sit back there on the paper towels. Don't crush them, though.
Yeah, sit back there with the multi-fold or shit. Sit on Dr. Milani's fucking big fold towels we're going to drop off to him.
You get them like, hey, these don't smell new. Yeah, she had beans for lunch, you know what I'm saying?
We had a cream of dog sitting on these.
Yeah, cream of dog. All right, people, just to let y'all know, damn, I'm finna shoot y'all raggedy-ass phones. Hey, man, hold on, I'll tell you what.
Is it my phone?
Don't worry about it, I got something for you. Hold on, just hold on. You just hold on, brother. Put your phone up in there, hold it up. Hold your phone up.
Smell something.
Hold your phone up.
My phone's up.
God damn it. God damn it. Yeah. Shoot that motherfucker, man. God
hey, man, it's my Bluetooth. I'm sorry. Fuck.
Well, here's to your Bluetooth.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, bodyless, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was finna get a Bluetooth yesterday because they got them at CompUSA for $5.
Yeah, probably the same Bluetooth that he is using, and you know,
probably so.
$5.
$5 for a Bluetooth that CompUSA.
Yeah, well, they tack it direct now. They ain't CompUSA no more. They sold all their stores. So,
so what are they?
Tiger Direct.
American Direct.
Tiger. Tiger Direct. It's an online. They used to be something like. Well, that's all they used to be. They used to sell all their goods strictly online. But now, since CompUSA sold their stores, they bought the stores, and then now you can actually buy the same products at online prices right in the store.
Oh, now that's a deal in itself.
They the shit. I mean, they are the shit. I don't know why bitches keep going to Best Buy and all that other bullshit. I mean, because you can get SD cards. You know what I'm saying? When they be selling them $20, $30 SD cards. I'll run you $5 for 2 gigs, $10 for 4 gigs. You get like a 16 gig for like $20-something. You know what I'm saying? When you go in there looking at anybody else, they selling them shit for like $10, $15, $30 and shit. So it's like buying electronics at wholesale. Put it that way.
That's what's up.
Shout out to Tiger Direct. Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
Have a good day.
Hey, you ain't put him on the phone.
What?
Talk to Bill, the cashier, goddammit.
No, his name is Dan.
Well, fucking Dan.
About to talk to Helga now.
Helga? Who the hell is that?
Yeah. One of the ladies that works here.
Oh. Well, tell her, ich spreche Sie Deutsch.
Yeah.
Just say that. Ich spreche Sie Deutsch.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
Yeah. No, she Helga. She probably from Belgium. Shit, say something Dutch.
No. Helga is a German name.
German.
That
German.
Is. Oh, okay. Well, I was right then. Olga, Helga. Yeah, all them guns and shit. Yeah, that's German. Yeah, yeah. Tell her, when she gives you stuff, say Danke, Scheißkopf.
Danke, what?
Scheißkopf.
What is that? Sorry, honey. Thank you, sweetie. Nice to see you.
She punked out. She's been punked. Just say it real low. Say, Donkey Shy's car.
Mega Millions. What do I say? What?
Never mind. Just say Donkey. Donkey.
Donkey?
Yeah, there you go. Donkey.
Donkey.
Either one of those. It's you know, one's form or one's not.
What did you say?
Bitteschön.
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 Oh,
bitteschön.
Wait. Say danke, Süße.
Danke, Süße. What did I just say?
Thanks, sweetie.
Nothing.
Thanks, sweetie.
Oh. Yeah.
Put her on the phone. She want to talk to us.
She can't. She's at work.
Oh. All right. Well, tell her, tschüss and grüß Gott.
Wait.
Wiedersehen. She said, a Wiedersehen. I heard her.
Yeah,
they
heard you, yeah.
Tell her, tschüss and grüß Gott.
Grüß Gott?
Grüß Gott. Yeah, grüß Gott.
I'm not hearing you well. Say again.
Grüß Gott.
Grüß Gott.
Yeah.
Grüß Gott. Yeah.
Grüß Gott.
There you go.
I can't hear. Grüß Gott.
She's
shaking her head like I don't know. And she said it's okay.
Oh man.
Okay. Oh no. Okay. That's right. I'll send you on vacation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What time? What, need to find that. Hey, get a phone number. Was ist er?
Thank you, honey.
Telephone number.
Just like, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, man.
A cell
put
phone
it on
is,
the
a,
radio.
Is a handy.
She
oh,
can't get in trouble.
A cell phone to call a handy.
I'd put her on, but she'd get fired if I did that.
Yeah, you know, the cameras are watching. The cameras are watching.
Everywhere.
Oh, no, she's giving out our grocery prices.
Fine, honey.
Arrest her. Fire her ass. You can't be giving out grocery prices over the phone. That's a secret.
Oh, goodness.
Right here at Trader Joe's, we have the cheapest green beans in the world. And I mean...
And they're fresh.
The world.
They only have
Even
organic milk. And whole foods.
That should be expensive, though. That organic shit is high than a bitch.
Yeah, but your health is worth it.
My goddamn goat milk cost me $3.30.
Well, that's a lot.
Hell yeah, for a fucking half a quart. Not even a goddamn quart.
Man, that's expensive.
Goat milk, people. I'm talking about 100% goat milk. Yeah, I switched my diet up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get off all that whole pasteurized and homogenized bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You basically, you know, it fucks my stomach up. So I was drinking soy milk, but then, soy milk wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't
don't
milk.
Drink that stuff. That's got too much estrogen in it for men.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
I was wondering why I was getting in touch with my feminine side.
Now you know.
Why would you rub your nipples for? Better stop rubbing your nipples in private. Hey, stop rubbing your nipples. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what it is.
I don't want to know what underwear that you're wearing.
Nah, man. I switched over to goat milk just because I heard people say, you know, it's healthy. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. If it's on the shelf, say it can't be no more killer than the rest of this goddamn milk up here. So, shit, might as well give it a try.
Shoot. Mother's milk is all you need.
Yeah, I don't see that. Hey, baby, come on, I need to eat my cereal. Give me a couple of squirts.
Oh, yeah, you know that's right.
Oh, man, hold on.
You won't need to add no sugar.
What you been eating? Your milk tastes up. This don't taste like Similac. Oh, man, they're going to have that on the shelves pretty soon, Similac milk. Just like your mother's. Right. I'll have some of that. Yeah, can I have a can of titty milk, please? Yes, I need a can of titty milk. Powdered titty milk. Yeah.
Powder?
Powdered titty milk. You know that dehydrated titty milk. Yeah, aisle four. Yeah, it's on aisle four. Oh, too much fun, people.
That's really easy. They don't have to turn it into powder. They just look for a dehydrated titty, push it out.
Right.
There are women that do sell their breast milk.
Yeah, didn't really want to know that. Yeah.
They do.
You turned the joke into a horrible nightmare. Now I have to definitely watch what I buy off the shelf. Yeah. Sharon's breast milk. Yeah, vitamin B. Don't think I want to be drinking that. Yeah.
Shouldn't we be drinking human milk instead of goat's milk and cow's milk?
Why? They eat natural. We don't eat no natural shit. You know all the shit we put in our bodies?
You wasn't born sucking on a cow nipple.
Yeah, how you know?
Or maybe you were. I don't know.
I was born on a farm, mind you. Yeah, my mother had little nipples, you know what I'm saying? So I had to go and get them elsewhere.
Herded nipples, huh?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in the barn, you know, Old Betsy was my second mom. Oh, I miss Betsy. Oh, yeah. We had to eat her, though. She died. You know what I'm saying? She was good eating. She provided a lot of milk before she passed.
And some good meat, I hope.
Oh, man. Huh?
And some good meat, I hope.
Yeah. Good eating. Cow's ass. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's going to be on the market pretty soon, people. Cow's ass. Yeah. Get a whole cow's ass for the low. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And let me send an external shout out to everybody over there on Pea Soup. You know what I'm saying? Just don't drink the soup, people. And, yeah, it's the Paranormal Soup Network. You know what I'm saying? All your paranormal needs. There's UFOs, alien sightings, and all, well, UFO, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn it, sightings. Shit. And, yeah, so go on over there for all your extraterrestrial needs and more. Coffee cups and T-shirts and all the other good alien swag.
Coffee cups and T-shirts?
Yeah, you know, I'm just throwing out an ideal there, people. Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta make a PSN network store shop with all kinds of articles.
No, you gotta do is have look. This is your T-shirt. It's got the little boy on top. You know how they show the little boy pissing on the Ford sign? So you got the little boy, you know what I'm saying, with his wee-wee out pissing, then you got the bowl underneath it. And then you got network underneath that. Pea Soup Network.
I'll buy that for a buck.
We already got a sale, goddammit. We got a sale, Jackal. Let's get these shits into working, man. $1 at a time. Shit. We only need 100,000 made. Goddamn right. Pea Soup Network. It's coming, people. It's coming. Imagine drinking out of a cup that said pea soup on the side of it. Oh, yeah. We're networking now, baby. Why is the cup yellow? It's got a yellow fade to it. This is a pea soup cup. Okay.
So the pea soup is coming?
And I'm back. All right, damn it. We got to learn some language before we get into the nutty news. What y'all want to do, goddammit? You want to learn? God damn it, forget the news.
I like to get my nutty on, so.
Right. Good thing you weren't in front of Holga when you said that. Yeah.
I want
to join. Oh, man. Yeah. Scheisskopf, and these are all German cuss words. Scheisskopf, Fick dich, fuck you. Scheisskopf, shithead, or you say, let me get a couple of them.
Arschloch.
Yeah, which one is it? That's
Arschloch.
Asshole, right? Asshole? Yeah, Anschloch.
Arschloch. Loch.
Arschloch. Yeah. Arschloch. Arschloch. You can sing that like a German beer drinking song, you know what I'm saying? No, you don't want to be doing that. All right, people, let me cue up the porn, man. We're going to cover 33 cards of basic greetings, all right? And we're going straight through them. Everybody ready? All right. First one. I'll read the English first, Swahili second. All right, people, we're in Swahili. All right, these are the first words that you must know prior to entering this country. If you don't know these basic words, get the fuck out of the country. Pretty much. Because you do need to know, do you speak English? That is the first, I don't give a damn where the hell you go. You need to ask, you know what I'm saying? Sprechen Sie Englisch? Yeah. You speak English, goddamn it, because if you don't motherfucking know that, yeah. You know, tu habla inglés. Tu habla inglés. Do you speak English? You know what I'm saying? Tu habla inglés. Yeah, that's Spanish for do you speak English. You need to know those basic, you know what I'm saying, at least, because if, hell, they speak English, then you ain't got to try to massacre their language in front of them. But, yeah. If they don't, fuck it. Una cima, kingariza. And that's what you tell them, you know what I'm saying? If they don't want to fucking play ball, goddammit. All right, let's slow that down.
Can I say
Una sema kingareza.
Una sema kingareza.
And it's spelled UNASEMA space KIINGEREZA with a question mark. Una sema kingareza. Is it kingareza or reza? Kingareza.
Una sema
kingareza. Una sema kingareza.
Una sema kingareza.
Una
sema kingareza.
Kingareza. Una sema kingareza. From the top. Go.
Una sema kingareza.
That was pretty good. Pretty good. Evil Angel.
Say it one more time.
The ultimate massacre of us all. I mean, yeah.
Massacre, all right. Massacre the language. Say it again.
Una sema.
Una sema.
Kingareza. Kingareza.
Kingareza.
Kingareza. Kingareza.
Kingareza.
There you go. All right, all together, all together. Everybody, one, two, three. Una sema. God damn it. Shit. Good thing we ain't in choir practice right now. Shit, we be sounding fucked up. All right, look, I'm the bass. Sinai, you're a...
I'm going in for supplies, and there's a bunch of Spanish-speaking people here.
Make up excuses now. So
yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. We'll buy that for no dollars. For no dinero. Oh, man. Well, tell them, let's see some dirty Spanish words.
La puta madre.
Well, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Tell them, hola, huevos.
Hold on.
Hola. Hola, huevos. That means hello, balls.
How do you say zigzag in Spanish?
El marihuano peperos. Oh, shit, I don't fucking know this shit. Put an O on the end of everything, and it's Spanish. Give me el zigzagos. Por favor.
El zigzagero.
Zigzagos.
Zigzagos.
Por favor. Oh, man. I know motherfuckers hate Americans, boy. You fucking Americans. You massacre fucking everything. Goddamn right. Shit.
Hey, that's a lot on a Tuesday.
Una sema, kingareza. All right, moving on. Oh, gracias. You say gracias.
Gracias. Always, gracias.
You might say de nada.
Nah, the only thing I know how to say is te quiero mucho, baby.
Oh. Te quiero
mucho. Which means I love you very much.
Te quiero mucho. Mi corazón.
Te quiero mucho.
Mi corazón es por tú. My heart is for you, mi amor. I'm like the Zorro on a old mule, though. I couldn't afford the horse. I'll come in on an old mule and shit. You know what I'm saying? Zorro! Hold on. Goddamn mule, bring your ass on. Shit, we'll never get to the battle. Fuck it, I'll walk. All right, here we go. Do you understand? Do you understand?
No comprende.
Una faham.
Una faham.
Okay.
Una faham.
That's pretty easy.
Something you order with a sandwich.
Una
faham.
Una faham, yeah.
One with ham.
Yeah, man.
No comprende. No comprende.
Una faham.
Akbarstani. Okay,
yeah.
Same shit. I don't understand. That's African people. I don't understand. Or, let's see. What is, no comprende is Spanish. How you say Dutch? I don't understand. I can translate that my damn self. I don't understand. All right, let's translate that into. They don't have Swahili, do they? Oh, they do have Swahili. Okay, that's what's up. Let's translate that into Dutch. Da-da-da. I don't begrepen. Bekkerpen. Begrepen. Begrepen.
Ik kan je niet begrijpen of or ik begrijp je niet.
That's what they say?
Yeah, you massacre the language, that's for sure.
B-E-G-R-I-J-P-E-N. Begrepen.
Begrijpen.
Damn. Hold on, people. Hold on.
Begrijpen.
You spit all over my phone. Begrijpen. Begrijpen. Oh, shit. That fucking languages, man. Make you swallow your tongue. Jesus, people. All right, we got to move through, people. We got 33 of these mofo flippers to get through, goddamn, before we get some nutty news. I don't know what y'all want to do.
Wait. I got a quick break. I got Jamie in the chat room over at the Pea Soup Network, and he says hi to Heavenly Angel.
Tell him I said hello. I miss him.
And he can hear you because this is streaming live in the chat room, so he will find out in a minute or two.
Tell him thank you too, Scheisskopf, for not saying anything to me. It's all good. All good. Fix this, you mooder maker.
Oh, no.
Ah, man. Shout out to the Florida UFOs out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Come on, that real big. And Prophet Jackal says this is the best Spanish he's ever heard. Oh. That could be spelling worst, but yeah, we're all about positivity here.
I didn't hear me speak Spanish.
Yeah. Everybody's scared, man. Y'all want to help massacre a language, call in 347-237-5125. You know, you mooder makers got Skype and all that. Y'all can call in. Don't be a Timmy.
Yeah.
Timmy!
All right, people, here we go. Una faham. UNA. Yeah. Well,
Faham.
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 Faham. Una faham. Let me spell it first. U N A F A H A M U. But the U is silent. So it's not una fahamu. Una faham.
Una faham. I want to get some.
Una faham. What does that sound like? Una faham.
Sounds like I want to get some.
Yeah, it was good for me. Una faham. And for him. Okay, that didn't come out right. I guess that's what a chick would say. You know what I'm saying? It was good for me. Una faham. And for him. Yeah. All right. That's what I'm talking about. All right, moving on. Good. Vizuri.
Vizuri.
Vizuri. Vizuri.
Vizuri.
Vizuri. It's pretty easy. People, these aren't all ach blocks blue blocks.
Ahui.
Vizuri. This sweet is Vizuri. Well, I ain't smoking right now, but that's still Missouri. Oh. All right, moving on.
And now the chat room, a little late, of course, comes with, hi, Smelly, hi, Smelly.
Oh, right.
Right.
A little late there, Pilgrim. Yeah. A little late there. But it's all good. Goodbye. Quahedi.
Quahedi?
Quahedi.
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 K-W-A space H-E-R-I. Guaheri.
Guaheri?
Guaheri.
Guaheri?
Qua, 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 qua. Guaheri.
Guaheri.
Qua. Well, I'm going to put the K on it.
Qua?
Qua. Qua. K-W-A.
Guaheri.
Guaheri. There you go. There you go. He's chopping.
Guaheri.
I'm going to have to rename your title as Mrs. Massacre. Oh, yeah.
I only speak two languages. English and the language of love.
Right. What, me or more? Shit. Woman. That ain't no.
No, the other kind.
Pastor Mary Jane, my way? Oh, that's the language of love to me. You know what I'm saying? You want to show me some love. Show me some love.
I'll send Mary Jane over.
Yeah, if she ain't got the Mary Jane, hell, I don't need that chick. You know what I'm saying? Shit. All right. We're keeping it moving, people. We already did that one. Oh. But salamu. Salamu is greetings. Salamu.
S-A-L-A-M-U.
It's damn near salami, but it's the past. It's the past tense of salami. When you
salami.
Get old salami, you get salamu. Salamu. All right, go ahead.
Where's salami made from? Is that pig's meat?
Oh, yeah. Salami is made from salamu.
And no. The salamu is made from cows. Salamu.
I like that one. Not. Oh. Oh, man. She wants my salami. I'll give you some salamu.
Salamu.
Moo. All right, go ahead, Evelyn. It's on you.
Salamu.
All right. Everybody give it up for her.
I want some salamu.
Right. I only have salami for you.
How are you today?
Hey, some of you. I want some of you.
So
did you just say you want some of me? No, I said salamu.
Good to see
some
you.
Some of me. All right, people, let's keep it moving. Happy, H-A-P-P-Y, happy, is Aheri.
Aheri.
Aheri. A space H-E-R-I. Aheri.
Aheri. What does that mean?
Happy.
Happy.
Weed makes me aheri. Yeah, it does make you hairy sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Right. She's a hairy chick.
Popping up fur balls, huh?
That would be weird if somebody said that. Hey, look at that chick. She's a hairy chick. She's a happy chick, man. She's a happy chick. Oh, I thought you said she's a hairy chick. I did, but I'm saying. A hairy chick. Happy.
A heady.
Yeah, well, not really. Yeah, that really wouldn't go together, but hey, they would say that. A heady woman. Yeah, a happy woman. Right. Keep it moving. A he is a...
Yay. Yay.
Yeah. All right, so we're yay.
Yay.
Wonder where we got that from. Yay. Yay. All right, Y-E-Y-E. Yay is for male.
Yay.
Okay.
Yay,
why
yay.
They wouldn't have a man saying that, okay. We'll keep that moving. American. You just say American? Oh. How are you?
About a gun.
Almost.
A body gunny. H-A-B-A-R-I space G-A-N-I with a question mark. Abarigani. How are you?
Abarigani.
Abarigani. These ain't too hard, people. You know what I'm saying? Not too hard. Not too difficult. El Difficulto. You know what I'm saying? They ain't El Difficulto. Something like that, you know.
To bring out the best Spanish that we know.
Yeah. Alrighty then. I doubt it, but we'll see if you guys can get this one in one sentence. How do you say whatever in Swahili? Check this out.
Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi?
Kwa Kiswahili na vipi?
Wow. You're fucking showing off, man. Hey, where's my award at? I'm showing off around here, bro. There's no ahead of the class here, all right? Well, yeah.
Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi? Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi?
Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi?
Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi? Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi? Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi? Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi?
Kiswahili. Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi? Ni vipi?
Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi?
How do you say whatever in Swahili? K-W-A space K-I-S-W-A-H-I-L-I space N-I space V-I-P-I with a question mark. Yeah. Kwa Kiswahili. Well.
Kwa
Kiswahili.
Kwa Kiswahili. Ni vipi. Okay. Kwa Kiswahili. Ni vipi. From the top.
Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi. Was better the first time.
Yeah. That shows you when we have a chance to think about it, what we'll change it into.
Yeah.
Right. One more time. Kwa Kiswahili. God damn, you don't fuck me up.
Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi.
Kiswahili. We got everything else right. Focus on the word that you're having a hard time with. Kiswahili. Kiswahili.
Kiswahili. Kiswahili.
Yeah, Kiswahili. K-I.
Kiswahili.
Yeah, Ki. Like Ki. Swahili. Kiswahili. I'm still wrong. Kiswahili. It's Kiswahili. Okay.
Kiswahili.
Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi. Ni vipi. Okay. Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi. All right. Now you guys got it. Go ahead. Bam.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi.
It's K-W-A space K-I-S-W-A-H-I L-I space N-I space V-I-P-I with a question mark. Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi? Yeah.
Kiswahili ni vipi?
Ni vipi. One more time. There you go.
Ni vipi. Oh, wow.
Ni vipi. Kwa?
Okay.
Kwa?
Kiswahili. Kiswahili.
Kiswahili.
Ni vipi. Ni vipi. All right, run it. It's all on you. You got it. You got it. You can do it. Go. Oh,
my hand
sorry.
Cyanide.
I thought I was at a college fraternity hitting the beer bong.
Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi.
Okay, that's good for government work, so they say. It's on you, Heavenly Angel, Mrs. Madden.
Yeah, well, I guess they're not going to hire me.
If you tell them my name is Mrs. Massacre, they'll understand. You know?
My tongue's too twisted on that one.
Kwa Kiswahili ni vipi.
Kwa? Yeah.
like Kiss, like you're saying Kiss. Kiss Swahili.
Okay, kwa Kiss Swahili. Navi. Oh, wow. Say the
that
last
is,
part again.
Was it that? Hold on.
Kwa Kiss Swahili. Nivipi.
Nivipi.
Nivipi. Vipi? Nivipi?
Nivipi. Yeah, like N-E, but it's N-I. Nivipi.
Nivipi.
Kwa Kiss Swahili. Nivipi.
Kwa Swahili. Kwa. Yeah, I'm not getting it. Kwa Swahili, no.
Missing the kiss, though. Just put kiss in front of Swahili.
Kwa ki Swahili.
Nivipi.
Nivipi. I can't get it. My brain ain't getting it. I need to get in the house and, have a moment.
Right.
Maybe that'll stir up the brain.
I wish I could have a moment.
Well, I'll blow some your way.
Alrighty then. I guess I will catch that knot.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
Yeah. And you get the inept ability to be able to study a language. Properly. Shouts out to Torque, man. Torque is up in this mofo flipper. He's the what the hell you want to call it? Person that comes up with the idea. I forgot. But starting on Weedsday Wednesday, there will be Weedsday Workout Wednesday with Captain Buff So Good. We will be live streaming. In preparations for the new DVD that's going to be hitting the store soon. Oh, yeah. It's called, what the hell did I call it? Fuck, I had a good name for it. Hold on, I think I wrote it down. That tells you I'm serious about it because I wrote shit down. I don't know how to write shit down. What was the name for it? Let's see. Make a training video featuring various topics, workout, boxing, hobbies, etc. Offer different ones and package 3 discs. What the hell did I call it, though? God damn it. I had a good name for it. What the hell did I call it?
Smile of size.
Nah.
Ding dong, marijuana.
I don't know.
Destroys
I come up
memory.
With something. Yeah, you know, that's what they say. I'm waiting for it to grow back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Until then, we'll keep it moving, though. But look out for that DVD coming out soon. You know what I'm saying? Buff So Good's Greatest Workouts or something like that. I'm fucking sorry. Fucking Buff So Good. Man, tomorrow's going to be a fucking highly educated day.
You are sure that's the exercise DVD?
I stress the high. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never seen a DVD video where they working out, curling with one hand, drinking beer with the other hand. Yeah, switch up and then you curl with the other hand and puff your blunt with the other hand. But do not try this at home.
Only in the porn section.
Do not try this at home. That's all I ask. Who the f*** is calling me?
On the bat line.
Phone at? Oh. What up? Who is we?
Outside.
Okay, I'm on the radio, so hold on. And I'm butt naked sitting here in the living room playing with myself, so you got to hold on. Oh, sorry about that. I forgot I was on the radio. You know what I'm saying? All righty then. All right, people. we got to take a quick commercial break, man. I got to go down and grab some shit real quick.
Close.
Goddamn bat line mother. What's up? Yeah. What?
No, ain't nobody sent me no pictures. I checked. Yeah, it's WDGE Radio. I don't know if he makes sure he sent it to that, but W as in whoa. D as in... Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I heard. Yeah, I do all that. Yeah, I'm into videos now. I'm getting ready to do a video for this dude named Deuce. Getting into, you know. Oh, man, I got somebody outside. What the fuck am I doing? Man, hey. I got to go. I'll hit you back. I'm on the radio. All right. Fucker, don't call the radio, but you call my motherfucking cell phone. Some bitch. Anyway. All right, right back at you, people. Y'all hold on a second.
So many girls. So confused.
This is Nando. Look at all these girls.
Yeah. Got so many haunting me, saying she really wants to get to me, but I've got to tell her no, so she won't let go. I'm not sharing, living in here, saying that she wants the best of me. I can't let them know that they're driving me wild, no. It's funny how they all play these games, saying that they want to be with me. They're so beautiful and they might know which one to choose. I wanna play by the rules and tell when she's the one for me. But there are so many girls out there. Just look at all these girls making it hard for me. Whoa, dying in my world and my fantasy. Just look at all these girls. They're driving me wild. Whoa, walking right in their own sexy style. Just look at all these girls. Just look at all these girls. Brenda, she's been pushing me. It's like she is too good for me. But let's keep this on the low. That after I had let her go, I've got Wanda showering me with riches that she got from her baby. I can let them know that they're driving me wild. No, it's funny how they all play these games, saying that they wanna be with me. They're so beautiful and they might know which one to choose. And I wanna play by the rules and tell when she's the one for me. But there are so many girls out there. Just look at all these girls making it hard.
Yeah, you gotta love silence on the show. You know what I'm saying? That was a moment of silence for all of our fallen homeboys and homegirls. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Shit, if this is gonna be that kind of party, I'm gonna stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Well, shit, let's get it started now, goddammit. All right, people, look.
You've been running?
Yeah, I had to run back upstairs. I had to go get my shit out the car, and you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my homeboy. Bringing me some stuff. So we're going to take a break, man. We are actually going to take a break. And we're going to get back into Swahili next week on the show. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all tune in for that. And I'll teach you how to kwa Kiswahili ni vipi. Something like that. Yeah. Aye, it's Mimi. Right. You got to say all that just to say I. Mimi. I don't know what the hell. He's saying he on some drugs or something. Man, they going to be mad at the motherfuckers. I ain't got the AC on. I got the door all open, hotter than a motherfucker. They going to come from outside to back outside. That'll be all right. All right, people. So what we're going to do, we're going to get back into this next week. You know what I'm saying? It's like 33 cards. So this is, yeah. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, y'all thought the AC was on. My bad. Yeah, I forgot. Now I'm trying to let the damn carpet dry. Yeah, I cleaned the carpet last night. So it's, you can walk on it. Just trying to dry it completely out. All right, so we got to get into the nutty news, goddammit. Let's go ahead and get into the motherfucking nutty news. And 23 minutes left, so we get into the nutty news. This party just started, people. I might have to hang up early. Oh, I'm sorry.
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
All right, people, check this out. It's time for the nutty news of the day. And, it's going down real quick. Let me cue in my porn music. You know what I mean? My porn music going on. There you go. Oh, God damn it, your mother. Oh, sorry about that. God damn, Timmy pushing the wrong buttons, people. That's Timmy pushing the wrong buttons. All right, nutty news today brought to you part by nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, and off the wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Oh, yeah. Starting off in New York, you know what I'm saying? CBS is not happy with the number of gay roles. CBS, who watches CBS? I don't. CBS isn't, this is a pun right here, people. CBS isn't gay about their track record on gay characters. Ha! Not. According to the blogger Brian Stetler of the New York Times, the network wants to beef up the number of gay roles in its primetime lineup. The Good Wife, Rules of Engagement, and the new William Shatner sitcom, Fuck My Dad Says, some shit My Dad Says. Yeah. We'll all get a gay character. This all, what? Oh, this all after GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, gave CBS a failing grade. Damn. Yeah, gay people are stronger people. Lesbians, they are a much stronger voice than you
punk ass motherfuckers who don't even want to speak up for yourself. Sons of bitches. But anyways, more power to you, shit. More power to you. Shit. You know what I'm saying? I got homegirls that's gay, you know what I'm saying? But all I tell them, you know, hey, I like lesbians, you know what I'm saying? Because you just cleaning up the pussy before I rot it out. You know what I'm saying? Ah, man, are we on the radio? Are we on the radio?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my bad. All right. Hey, you can close that door, though. God damn, I'm sweating like, damn, two black people just walked in the door or something. Oh, my bad. They did. Shit. Hey, if you go upstairs and just move the thermostat over to 70, and the AC automatically kick on. Ah, get your nasty hands off the window. Didn't you see it's clean? Oh, I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying. It ain't clean anymore. Oh, God, you can't even see out the window. That bitch so dirty. Oh, shit. It's like somebody threw up on the window. Not literally, people. I ain't living that nasty. I mean, it rained last night. Yeah. Yeah, it rained last night. Yeah. Anyway, we in the Sheboygan. Ain't that Idaho? Yeah, I think that's Idaho. Sheboygan. Sheboygan. All right. Where a drunk man thought he had been shot in the head. Oh, smell an award written all over this one. Police say a 46-year-old Sheboygan man who went to the hospital believing he had been shot in the head during a drunken brawl with his sister. Damn. Joseph M. Bonnet said he heard a bang or pop, saw a flash, felt pain, and fell backwards, after which he doesn't remember anything for 15 minutes. Officers went to Bonnet's house and found his sister, who was also intoxicated. She said Bonnet's injury was caused when she threw a full bottle of water and struck him in the forehead. Right. Hell no. What the hell? A bang, pop. What the fuck? Come on, people. Motherfucker, hear some, yeah, plastic crinkling on his head and shit. I thought I'd been shot. So country.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off. Jesus, people. All right, let's move us on over to, where the hell are we going? Where are we at? Where are we at? We're at, damn, fucking Idaho. Damn, y'all on the map. Shit. Idaho is standing up for the nutty news. That's what I'm talking about.
And going
that is not a, that is not a good thing, people. That
going
is not
for
a
the
good
UK?
Thing. Yeah, they trying to compete. Shit.
It's a neck and neck race at the moment between the UK, Washington drunken crackheads, dicks on chicks. And
yeah,
Idaho.
Yeah.
Idaho.
Yeah, no,
that's
no, nah, that's only like two articles. Dicks, well, Washington Dicks on Chicks and UK, they will be in the headlines pretty soon, I'm pretty sure. Man is arrested after attacking drink machine with a hatchet. Damn, boy, y'all Idahoans are standing up.
I bet he
Chris
didn't get his drink.
Yeah. Chris P. Collins is being held in the Ada County Jail on a felony charge of possession of methamphetamine and misdemeanor malicious injury to property after Collins told Boise police he attacked a pop machine, or what we Southern folks like to say a soda machine, because I don't know what the fuck is pop, with a hatchet. When police arrived, they found the Pepsi machine damaged and saw Collins holding the hatchet. That's when Collins told police he attacked the machine because he suspected someone was inside.
Okay. That's one hell of a drug.
Okay, yeah, that's why I don't fuck with methamphetamines and marijuana only. Yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
God damn. You crazy motherfucker. I got to give y'all a couple more, 15 minutes to go, people. And once again, I want to thank, say what? Evelyn Angel's on the phone. What the hell are you talking about, Saturday night?
She couldn't call back in at the moment. Maybe later.
Oh.
She's back home right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's in right now.
Yeah, that was 5 minutes ago that I said that to you.
Right. Hey, Tork, look, it might use this for my comic book character. Oh, okay. Right. And shouts out to everybody on over there at P-Soup, you know what I'm saying, PSN Network, Paranormal Soup Network. May the Schwartz be with you.
Oh, being in the soup.
Right. Gulf Breeze, Florida. I don't know where the hell that's at, but man says he killed dog that was possessed. Right. A panhandler has been charged with killing and skinning. You're right. Come on now.
Skinning.
Killing and skinning his family dog because he believed it was possessed by the devil.
Right.
Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office reports that deputies responded to a Gulf Breeze home where 25-year-old Matthew O'Foot had reportedly killed the dog. Damn. I mean, shooting a dog is one thing. But skinning the goddamn dog, what the is you smoking on?
Yeah, according to me, he belongs in a mental institution for the next couple of years.
Here's your award, brother.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
What's that? I don't smoke that before. Yeah, that's over in Germany. We just smoke like that with formaldehyde, yeah.
Is Goofy at your place now?
It's deadly, I mean, but motherfuckers do that, huh?
Is Goofy at your place now?
Nah, this is my homeboy, SFM Visuals, Mr. Tito, and Cuz. You know what I'm saying? They up in here. You know what I'm saying? They brung a little economical pressure through. You know what I'm saying?
Apologies. He almost sounded the same.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
we know blacks and Mexicans do that. Right.
I can hear him in the background very, very faint, so...
Oh, he said he sound like a faint Mexican.
You'd like to throw things around, do you?
Oh, man. We're in Sweden. Man, we've been getting a lot of home heroes lately. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday, the dude cut out his own poison from the goddamn snake bite. Now we're in Sweden, where man sold up his own leg after long ER wait. Damn. 32-year-old took the needle into his own hands when he got tired of the wait at Sundsvall Hospital in northern Sweden and sewed up the cut in his left leg himself. The man was later reported to the police for his impromptu handiwork. After an hour-long wait in a treatment room, he lost patience and proceeded to sew up his own wound. They had set out a needle and thread, so I decided to take matters into my own hands. Damn, but why are you going to call the police on him? Bitch, I just saved y'all money. Shit.
Is that illegal, or did he steal the needle and thread to do it?
No, he did it right there in the room. I don't know why they did that. They got mad fucking haters. That's what they are, fucking haters. Ashtray up down the thing. Yeah. All right, and in Rockford, not the Rockford Files, you know that old throwback television show. Dog eats man. Oh man. Dog eats man's big toe, saves his life. Okay.
I want to know more.
Yeah. Dogs that bite are not ordinarily lavished with praise, but Jerry Duhetz's little dog, Kiko, is being held as a lifesaver. Kiko apparently sensed an infection festering in his master's right big toe and chewed most of it off after Duhetz passed out in a drunken stupor. Jerry had all these margaritas, so I just let him sleep, said his wife, Rosie, a registered nurse. But then I heard these screams coming from the bedroom, and he was yelling, my toe's gone, my toe's gone. Steven, you got to read deeper into that, because I don't know how the fuck that saved your life, but...
I have an idea.
What's that?
Well, the infection could have gotten into his blood, into his main body, the rest of his body, and could have killed him.
Oh. Well, yeah, dogs, you know, they do have dogs that sniff out cancer. They got cancer-sniffing dogs, you know what I'm saying, that can actually smell your body and tell where the cancer is actually at. Yeah, motherfucker didn't know that. Motherfucker didn't know that. Look it up, people. You think I'm lying now. I'm not reading the headlines, goddammit. Lying.
Now you just make me paranoid every time that my dog is sniffing on me.
Hey, I'm not saying all dogs. I'm saying they train dogs to specifically do that. Your dog don't smell motherfucking cocaine, does it? Or weed. Does it find your weed stash?
Probably. If he finds somebody, if he meets somebody that smokes weed, he's looking at me, hey, are you my boss?
Oh, huh? Wow. Fucking good dog. You can hang around me anytime. I'll blow him a gun. Here you go, FIFO. All right. In Colorado, Charlie Sheen pleads guilty. Yeah, to assault. God damn. How many times have I read about this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, assaulting his goddamn wife? He done cussed out one time in public. He put a knife to her throat one time in public. It been like 3 or 4 occasions he done made it to the nutty nude.
Let me guess, he has a history of drinking too?
Probably not drinking. Probably drugs. But the drinking probably helped too. Yeah. Cocaine. All right, anyways, actor Charlie Sheen pleaded guilty. Excuse me, people, there's some foreign smoke that has entered my humble abode. Yeah, it is causing me to take temporarily cough breaks.
Hey, Smelly, you know that other people smoke in your house got to pay taxes of that?
Oh, yeah? I know that new law. Everybody who smokes in the house got to pay taxes.
Yeah, you got a few puffs from every joint that they light.
Oh, I do that anyway. You know, we do that anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, then you got a couple of more.
Yeah, you know, when a nigga hit it, you know, that's what he's saying. You know, you're supposed to be able to, you know, you're supposed to be able to take a few puffs off, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Hold on. That's the way you smoke, people. If you're not fucking choking and stoking, goddammit, I don't know what the hell you're doing. Stop fucking wasting the weed. Stop wasting the weed. If your lung is not about to pop out on the ground, you're not smoking good, alright? Yeah. I'm about to lose a lung. Alright. Actor Charlie Sheen pleaded guilty to assaulting his wife last Christmas and was sentenced to 30 days in a drug and alcohol rehabilitation in California. Why these faggot motherfuckers always get rehab? None of these punk bitches go to jail, though.
Lindsay Lohan did.
That bitch went 14 days out of a 90-day sentence. Come the fuck on.
And she was crying already.
Man. Under a plea deal reached with prosecutors in Aspen, Sheen also agreed to 3 months probation in which he cannot consume any drugs. Well, we'll hear about him dead in 30 days. Yeah. Other than prescription medication, he'll be a fucking hooked on pills and shit. That's all he's going to do. Go get him some Vicodin and oxycodone, and yeah. We'll read about him again. And cannot drink an excessive amount of alcohol. Not that he can't drink. He just can't drink an excessive amount of alcohol. He was also ordered to attend 36 hours of anger management classes. And Pitkin County District Judge James C. Boyd sentenced Sheen to a 30-day jail term, but suspended it provided Sheen successfully completes his probation and the drug and alcohol rehab program in California. I'll buy that for a dollar. Yeah, we'll be reading about him pretty soon. I'm trying to hurry up. That's why I'm not giving awards, but he did deserve an award. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. North Whitehall Township. I know a lot of black folks live there. Oh! I'm just kidding, people. Yeah. It's racism written all over this show, you know? Yeah. Anyways, man pulls pistol on couple over peeing dog. Well, you fucking dog people out there. Yeah, fucking let your dog just pull his wee-wee out. You know what I'm saying? Ah, no bushes. North Whitehall Township man pulled a handgun on a neighborhood couple whose dog was urinating in his bushes. Yeah. Spence allegedly came out of his house with the pistol and threatened to kill the Sabbles when he saw their dog peeing in his bushes. I mean, what the fuck, you got some award-winning bushes or some shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, these ain't no regular bushes. See, these gold bushes. Motherfucker, please. Fuck. Shit. These ain't no regular prune bushes. See, these real prunes. See, I prune these myself. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. But anyways, for your stupidity, here's your award.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, fourth-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
We got 3 minutes left, people. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That'll work.
Sound like you're in a tunnel.
Yeah. Well, he sounds a lot better than when he was doing the workout, that's for sure.
Oh, well, hey, you know, y'all love that tomorrow, goddammit. It's all back again. Workout Wednesday with Buff So Good. Fucking right. Got Buff So Good. That's my new shit.
Really can't hear you at all now. Is the kitty there?
Yeah, that's my
If you bastards can do 90.
Oh. Sorry.
Save the clock tower! Save the clock tower!
Yeah, pussy.
How many pussies you got over there?
I got two pussies, and one of them is over at my lap right now.
You're such a lucky man, aren't you?
Uh-huh. Two pussies and a bitch.
Give me some skin!
I'm just fucking around for the last little bit, people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What you just said.
What's up, Charlie Brown?
The Trilateral Commission. You're tuning into the
Starship Smell-It-Brown.
Right here live on blogtalkradio.com.
The Starship Smell-It-Brown.
Captain Smell So Good plays nothing but the best independent music worldwide. So tune in to him live right here on blogtalkradio.com. And if you got a problem with that, then you'll see...
Annihilation. Total, complete, absolute annihilation.
Yeah. Once again, thank you to Prophet Jackal, Mr. Side 9, all the way from the Netherlands. That's my international co-host. Prophet Jackal's over there at the P-Soup Network. Check them out, www.paranormalsoupnetwork.com or www.psn-radio.com. Got Mr. Torque just popped up in here. Thank you. Everybody that's listening via Paranormal Soup Network, and definitely, you know what I'm saying, my Mrs. Massacre of the day, Heavenly Angel. Sorry. On my way to class, turn off phone a little before 9 my time. Okay. Sorry about that, people. That was an external message. Somebody had just sent to me. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to hit me up on text message, from any country, yeah, send it to,
Shit, if this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Exactly, because I ain't got no way you can send no messages to, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Shit. All right, man, we got to get the fuck up out of here. I'm going to get up out of here with my artist, Miss Janu. Make sure y'all check out. She's featured on Life After Dusk Live, if y'all click on that network. And also www.myspace.com/Janu, the princess. Oh, you muda makers. They cut the goddamn switch off, you sons of bitches. Oh, I tell you, I'll go get her on you. Fuck me. I still play the song, you know what I'm saying, you sons of bitches.
See you tomorrow, people.
It's all good. And we out. Shit. What the hell's the goodbye? Did we even learn goodbye?
No, we did not.
God damn it, hold on. We got to get to a goodbye real quick. Do 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 do. No. Do do do. Do do do.
Much love, all.